is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on this site for free. So do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to continue taking your phone calls. I've got a very disturbing story tonight. I don't know if we're going to get to it. I might just have to put that off because people are hot and heavy on the phones. They want to talk about the immigration issue. People are upset. People are calling in. They're hanging up. They're yelling.
Cussing at people. You know, I'd like to point out something about Free Talk Live that you do not see on other talk shows generally. Generally on other talk shows, every hour is a different subject and segment, and the phone lines would probably just be cleared, and you'd have to go on, you'd have to talk about whatever we're going to talk about this hour. Free Talk Live, we talk about what you want to talk about. The first caller in the show in the first hour wanted to talk, mentioned the immigration law. We gave our opinions, and it's been immigration, you know, off to the races.
That's how it goes. Okay, so 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. You guys are looking pretty good on that tube, man.
On what tube? Oh, the webcam?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a new lighting in here. The Sam from ObscuredTruth.com came and brought in some awesome lighting, and we put that in the background. It really does a nice job of filling in. You can see Mark better.
Sure,
you can
does
see...
look a lot better, Ian.
Thank you.
I got to tell you guys that.
You know, we're always looking to improve here at Free
Talk.
There
was a lot of room for improvement on the cam.
That's for sure. So, Jeremy, what else was on your mind tonight?
Well, now I have to break your party up because... I guess a deputy got shot down there in Arizona trying to do his job here.
What job was he doing?
Well, I guess he was fatally shot or could be, I don't know.
Do we know what the circumstances were?
Well, I guess he was, trying to deport some illegal immigrants and they killed him.
Uh-oh. Well, why would they do something like that?
They hurt
you think they were drug dealers?
Bad.
Were they drug dealers?
Well, could very well be. I don't know. It's a raw story. I just heard it.
It's likely that they're involved with drug dealing or human trafficking.
Yeah.
That tends to be where you see the violence. People that are coming here in general and looking to immigrate to this country are for the most part looking to, you know, work in the regular marketplace as much as they possibly can.
The coyotes are definitely in the black market.
But if you try to take a coyote in, he's very likely going to use violence to defend himself.
You know, still we have officers being killed.
Yeah, which is why that this insanity needs to end.
Done.
I agree with you, Jeremy.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the call.
And officers are being killed over the drug war all the time, too. Something needs to be done there, too.
Right. So if it weren't for prohibition, if it weren't for the prohibition of drugs, or in this case, the prohibition of human beings, in both cases, we've got prohibition. The effects are the same every time it's tried. Remember alcohol prohibition? Now, you didn't have to be around for it to remember. We learned something usually about it in history class.
All you need to do is remember the pinstripe suits, the Tommy guns, and the fedoras.
Right. You know, if you pay attention, that alcohol prohibition created certain consequences. You could say they're unintended, but at this point, since we know what prohibition does, you can pretty much claim that they're intended because, well, prohibition's always the same. Anyway, the consequences are violence. The consequences are dangerous product. And, you don't see that in the alcohol business these days. You don't see people dying from a bad batch of Budweiser. You can still drink too much, but as far as getting something that's unexpected and as far as its potency is concerned, that doesn't happen. It's consistent every time. Every batch, very consistent. Because it's made under controlled manufacturing conditions.
Right. I'd say it's more consistent than it is good.
And I wasn't speaking toward the beer. It's a common name. And so you don't have the manufacturers out there shooting each other in the streets either. Well, why is that? Well, it's because they're operating above board. They're not in the black marketplace. Their product is no longer prohibited. It is no longer the purview of criminal, violent gangs to traffic. So the same thing would happen with drugs. You legalize or decriminalize drugs. All of a sudden, it becomes a product that is in the hands of American businessmen and businesswomen. And they will start manufacturing them in safe conditions. and they will be available, and that will reduce the amount of overdoses that you see happening, which, by the way, are a fraction of the amount of overdoses from properly prescribed prescription medications in this country, just as an aside. And you'll also see a dramatic decrease in violence, not just between gangs fighting each other. You also see a dramatic decrease in violence between people, just from people that are looking for a fix. Some crackhead crawling through your window in the middle of the night with a machete in his hands. It doesn't happen if the crack is legal. So anyway, that's why a lot of the violence is happening. That's why cops are dying, is because they're fighting during Prohibition. That's what's going on. Cops die during Prohibition. So you end Prohibition, and cops can focus on, you know, actually going after real criminals that are out harming others. 1-800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. And I believe, who is next? I don't know. We've got a lot of people here. Let's try Jordan. Okay. Jordan, listening in Michigan to WTKG. Jordan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas. I was just driving back from dinner. This is my first time listening to you.
Thanks. Sorry for the shock. What's on your mind?
Sorry for the shock?
Yeah.
I want to respond to a caller. It's probably been about 40 minutes now. And you were asking if you smoked pot, if you drank, and somehow... you asked him specifically if he speeds, and I don't know what his answer was, but you're somehow saying if you speed, you were somehow saying it's okay to break the law and to come into this country illegally because you speed.
No, we were just calling him an illegal. So he was saying he didn't break the law. He was saying he was so-called law-abiding citizen. We just called him on that claim because it's nonsense.
Well, and this is the thing, but. And I speed. I've got plenty of tickets, but I pay my fine. If I get a speeding ticket for going 15 over, my fine is, you know, pay $100, you get 2 points, and you go on your way. The point is to say that it's okay if you're an illegal alien. You come in here illegally. Let's say you're one of those guys that you're just referring to that shot the deputy.
Most of those people are wait. Most of those people are coyotes. Like they may very well be United States citizens that are going across the border. They're getting people and they're bringing them back. They are human traffickers. They're not illegal immigrants.
So, but the point is, and I'm a small business owner over in Zealand, and I turn away black folks, white folks, Spanish folks, Mexican folks, all the time. They're looking for jobs. They're looking for work, and these people are here legally. You're saying that these illegal immigrants, illegal, keyword, come over here looking for jobs. When the moral of the story, most of your callers, and I haven't heard a caller that's agreed with you guys in whole or really in part.
That's argumentum ad populum.
These people are here legally. They've logical done what fallacy. They should have done. And I have to say, no, guys, I don't have work for you. I don't have it for you. When I know that there's blueberry farmers around here, there's... all sorts of different natural resource crop farmers that employ illegal aliens.
So you said they've done what they should have done. So when you say they should have done, what you mean is they've jumped through all of the government hoops that were put up for them and paid whatever the arbitrary fines were and did the paperwork and all that.
And listen, I haven't necessarily, and I don't really know where you guys stand, if you're left side, right side.
Neither. We're for freedom.
But the
left and the right are not for freedom, sir. They're for control.
And I can't fully agree with you, but I think the left is clearly for government, a.k.a. the health care system.
You got any evidence the right isn't for government?
I think let's back it up to illegal aliens.
Okay.
The bottom line is if you come into this country illegally, if you speed, you pay your fine. You do your duty. Somehow you're saying, okay, if you murder somebody, should they not go to jail? I mean, if I'm part of premeditated murder, I should go to prison.
Yeah, you're hurting somebody. If you're hurting somebody, then you've got a real crime. But everything else is just a made-up bunch of crap.
Right, just like those 30,000 illegal alien gang members that hurt people, persuade people, our kids, our children, your kids.
Wait a second. My kid is 2 years old, so don't talk about my kid. the American Conservative Magazine says that Hispanics in that age group commit no more crimes, and that's illegals, legals, they check both of them, they commit no more crime than whites do.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything to control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Percent better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride, had less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so do enjoy those on us. And those features include live streams. We've got a couple different versions, broadband and dial-up flavors. Plus, we've got our webcam, and you can even listen via our listen lines, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Get all the details, listen in, over at listen.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we do it a little different than other shows, and our listeners tend to do things a little different, too. Here's a way to do something a little different for your mom on Mother's Day. You can give her George's Famous Baklava. All the ingredients are premium and natural. It's 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo, and it's shipped to you in a special container, or your mother, in priority mail. So it gets to them fresh and delicious. You can order it at Mandrick, MANDRIK.com. There's no C in Mandrick. Mandrick.com. And as a matter of fact, the Greek Orthodox Church has actually added George's Famous Baklava to its revised list of sins. It's Mandrick.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to continue taking your phone calls and talk to George listening to WFLA in Tampa. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, George.
How you doing, fellas?
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, a lot of things, sir, and I'd like to say goodbye, you know, so that way, you know, she can't just hang up on me.
Oh, wait a minute. What would make you think we're hanging up on people?
We've
had people on for entire segments.
I understand, and so far I've heard some guy who seems like he's on a bunch of Xanaxes, and a guy with a very bad cell phone, and some college student has his head up his ass.
All right, so what do you have to say?
Look, sir, you know, what I have to say is in Florida, in the state of Florida, you have to show ID. You have to have your ID, or you can go to jail for it, for not having your ID. And it's the same thing in Mexico.
You think that's a good thing?
Yeah, I do. Why not?
Show us your papers.
Yeah, I mean, I was in Florida. Yeah. I lived in Florida. I grew up in Florida. And honestly, I wish all you people from the other 49 states would have stayed the heck out. That's one of the reasons I left, because I feel that the foreigners came in and ruined it.
Sir?
What's that?
What are you scared of?
What am I scared of?
Yeah. People, show your ID.
Foreign. What? I forgot my ID in cases. Do you, what should have been the punishment for me?
Happened, and guess what? They won't arrest you for it.
But they will in Arizona until they ascertain.
Well, you know what? So be it. You know, when you go to Mexico, you have to have.
Look, we went over this one time. I don't care what they do in Mexico, man.
I do.
Hey, go to North Korea. See what it's like there.
If the law is good enough for them, why isn't it good enough for us?
That's right. America should be more like third world countries, right?
No, what America should be like is, you know, what's wrong with looking out for Americans? I've been fired. I had a $14 an hour job. I got fired so they could hire two Mexicans at half my pay.
So you're a protectionist,
well,
then.
Well, George, I'd like to ask you about, blacksmiths. Blacksmiths. I want to talk to you about blacksmiths, George. There was a time when every town had a blacksmith. It was a very prosperous career. And they had farriers, too, the guys who put shoes on horses. That was progress. Those guys, now we have automobiles. You don't see near as many farriers as you used to. Do you mourn the loss of farriers?
I understand where you're trying to go with this, but let me tell you something, sir. They're not here picking fruit. They're bricklayers, man. They're framers.
Good.
Roofers.
Good. More labor means lower prices for everybody, meaning more money in our pockets, sir.
How do you think?
You just hate competition, don't you?
Our health care, sir.
You hate competition, don't you?
No, I'm not afraid. I'm better than anybody. But will they pay me what they used to? No.
That's competition, brother. You've been outcompeted, my man.
Okay, so are you ready for competition that's going to drive up our health care? Are you ready for health care, and then our school system?
What are you talking about?
George, I agree that we have a lot of problems in the area of health care and schools and mandatory entitlements and stuff.
Sir,
I think those are a problem.
Sir, they go to public school.
Yeah, I have a problem with government school, George. George, it's the issue. The issue.
There's nothing wrong with our health care system. If you are interested,
are you serious? You don't think there's anything wrong with the health care system?
Sir, if I am indigent. If I am indigent, I go to Tampa General Hospital. They will accept me and they will admit me and they will take care of me for free.
You don't have a problem with people that can't pay bills, expecting to get services from people?
So you think you deserve welfare, but nobody else does, right?
Nobody said about welfare. I said, you know, if something, God forbid, something happens to me, the state will take care of it. Okay? Now you think I'm supposed to, you know.
So you support the welfare state, then?
My taxes go to the state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now it's all these illegal aliens. What happens when they get hurt? The same rules apply.
So basically, you believe in the welfare state, and you want to keep it around.
I don't believe in welfare at all, sir.
That's what you're
what
talking about.
Is if I get hurt...
Didn't you just say the state would take care of you?
They would. You know what, sir?
With other people's money, right?
Yeah.
Well, stolen
what
from
about,
them.
What about with my own? Because I pay taxes.
Yeah, that's right. You have paid taxes. So do a lot of the immigrants, by the way. A lot of the immigrants pay taxes, too.
You know what? On durable goods?
No, they pay taxes. Many of them will get fake Social Security numbers. And then, of course, they pay income and withholding and Social Security and all that stuff, FICA, on those taxes. And then they can't, of course, they can't get them because it's a fake SOCH.
How about this? How about instead of having taxes stolen from you, how about we just try freedom? How about that? And then nobody takes any taxes from you. And then when you need help, you can turn to people like in charities and they can help you out, like the Shriners or other charitable organizations, mutual aid societies, that kind of thing. Why don't we get back to that? I mean, to say that there's nothing wrong with the healthcare system, I think is pretty ignorant. This is a mostly socialized healthcare system, sir.
You might think so, but I can tell you right now, all these people are doing is driving up the cost of everything. Right.
You're repeating yourself now. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. No, clearly they're not driving up the cost of everything. You were replaced, allegedly, by two of them at the place you work. That means that guy, the business owner, can get more work done and for a lower price.
You know, we have a housing crisis in the United States. There's a lot of... I saw 1.3 million households disappeared since the end of 2008. Somebody ought to fill those houses, right? I think that opening the borders to people that want to make a better life for themselves, and I'm not talking about freeloaders. You have to get rid of the bennies to freeloaders.
Well, he doesn't want to get rid of the bennies.
No, he likes them.
He's paid into the system.
It seemed like he liked the bennies, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Right. He's paid into the system, and now he's going to take whatever it's worth. He's going to take as much as he can back out of it.
I think most people who pay taxes don't pay as much as they and then take benefits, don't pay nearly as much as they take in benefits.
I think that's probably the case.
And look, if we're looking to kick people out of the country, let's kick out the freeloaders.
Yeah.
I say make everybody an American citizen. If they freeload off the citizen the country, kick them out.
You're being a little facetious there because we don't support the welfare.
We
don't support the government redistribution of people's wealth.
I'd rather have people that want to come here and work hard.
And that's where this is coming from. That's where a lot of the animosity towards immigrants comes from, is because government creates this situation where they take money from you at the threat of violence. You heard the earlier caller tonight was afraid to not pay taxes. So you're afraid of them because they're using violence on you. They're taking your money. They're holding it. And then they're doing whatever they want with it. And you're saying, well, they're doing things that I don't think they should be doing. So we need to punish the people that they're doing those things to, and not me, and let me stay here and enjoy all of these benefits. 800-259-9231. How about we just try freedom, where you get to keep every dollar you earn and spend it, save it, and give it away in the way you think is best. Well, that's pretty radical, huh? Free Tough Life.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. So far, we've learned tonight that the callers to this program this evening have been, and I don't know if they're representative of Americans in general these days, but the polls probably would bear this out. The callers so far tonight are more than happy to carry around a national ID card, and they'll smile whenever the government armed agents demand it from them, because it makes them feel good to know they live in a nice, safe police state where they'll be protected from those evil immigrants that just want to come here and work for less. People are just more than happy to accept the police state with open arms. There's going to be some bad times coming for America, isn't there?
You know, and I've heard on the conservative shows, and I listen to talk radio pretty much all day, hoping to scoop their advertisers for Free Talk Live. And right, it's a liberty conspiracy. I hear them saying, you know, the liberals are so bad for comparing us to Nazis on this one. But really, you know, the fact is, when you think of Nazis, Show Me Your Papers is somewhere in there on the top, you know, few lines of what's going on with Nazis. And I'd like to show another parallel. The Nazis, they had a group of people that they vilified, people that were both inside and outside of their country that were ruining it for everyone. Those people were responsible for the bad things that were going on, whether lost jobs, the depression that they were in, you know, all these things. I see similarities here. I'm not saying that I believe that there's going to be gas chambers for illegal immigrants or anything. However, the Show Me Your Papers thing, good parallel. A group that's vilified, good parallel. This is how government grows. Government finds a group of people that, for whatever reason are weaker than the rest, and it vilifies them. And then it takes all of our dollars in order to go after them.
Right, and they're bad, you know, they're evil, and you're absolutely right, Mark. People are made to believe they're the enemy, and so anything that can be done to the enemy is acceptable, and whatever it is that they have to do to see those things being done to the enemy is acceptable
as well.
They'll
make sacrifices for it.
But you can guarantee that if, let's just say this immigration hubbub, this fervor had not, let's just say it hadn't bubbled up, for whatever reason, let's just say that right now health care was a big issue. And it wasn't. It's not too unbelievable, right? Just a few months ago, healthcare was a big issue, and some people would still say it is a big issue, and I would agree. But it's my understanding that the federal government, run by the liberals right now, supposedly the left, would likely want to introduce some sort of a national ID in the form of a health, you know, using the excuse of healthcare. Well, now everyone's got to have healthcare. We're going to have a national ID card.
Got to have a healthcare card.
Healthcare card. The right. The conservatives, so-called self-called conservatives, would be up in arms of, this is national ID, we can't have this, healthcare, blah, 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 socialism, blah, 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 national ID, we can't have this. But when it's a national ID
that's
to keep
the mark of the beast.
Right, when it's the national ID to keep the immigrants out, then, well, golly, just give me that national ID, I'll just hold it, I'll wear it on my lapel, I'll have it out here. Yep. Yes, sir, Mr. Officer, whatever you say.
Real live white American, sir.
So I'm sorry, the so-called right in this country is not in favor of small government. These people at the tea parties, on one hand, are all yelling about smaller government, but on the other hand, talking about how happy they are that they've got essentially a police state coming on. Well, can't you just be consistent? You're either in favor of reducing the size of the state or you aren't. 1-800-259-9231. Oh, we want to reduce the size of the state, except in the areas of immigration. We need to put everybody down on the border and lock things up here. Let's continue with your phone calls, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bill has been waiting patiently in Charleston, listening to WSC. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on
God
your mind?
Bless you, man. Listen, you're a breath of fresh air in a morass of drama. God bless. I wait every week for Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you.
I have for 8 months. That's really cool.
So, Bill, do you think that there's too much immigration talk on Free Talk Live? Do you think we get drug into this too often, or what do you think?
No. You guys always maintain it straight, and you have tonight. You've covered everything very well. I'd like to give you three things that have not been covered by the rest of the media. All right. Number one, the government we have now, the Democratic government of George Washington, of Benjamin Franklin, you know, we've heard this over and over, and Thomas Jefferson, is the oldest form of government on the world. There is no form of government still in place at the time of George Washington or Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Jefferson that is still in place now.
Now, what about like the kingdoms out there? Surely there's some king of Tonga or some sheikdom or something.
The kings have died in the past 250 years. They
okay,
all
so
have died.
So but it's still the same. It's still an autocracy.
England still has a queen,
right? And well, that,
no,
they don't rule.
Yeah,
the same
but they don't have the king, and the queen was succumbed to 100 years ago. 150 years ago, she succumbed to the Senate.
Yeah.
The thing they have now, the election they have this week.
Okay, well, I'd say that claim is somewhat debatable, but let's go with it.
Okay.
I see where you're at.
Okay, number two, the oldest standing peaceful border in the world is the border between the United States and Canada. Look back on your Google and go back to World War II, World War I, go back to the Civil War, go back to the time of who was that? Napoleon. Go back as far as you want. There is no longer standing peaceful border than the border between the United States and Canada.
But if you ask the Canadians, they'll still tell you that we've invaded before.
Not in China, not in Russia, nowhere.
Yes.
There is no longer that line was drawn 250 years ago, and it still stands today.
Okay.
I used to cross that for 50 years. I have crossed that border, and when I came back across that border to come home, I'm a son of the American Revolution, and I hang around down here in Charleston with some, you know, sons of Moultrie and things like that. When I came across that border, for 50 years, I used to have to answer 20 questions, and then I would pass on. Now, I need a visa to re-enter my homeland.
Mm.
I cannot re-enter the United States without permission to leave. That sucks. And that happened under George Bush.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, it's the price you pay, son. This freedom. It's the price you pay to be free.
You get for your fascism, you get freedom.
Oh, amen, amen, brother. Oh, God bless you.
But point of information, we've actually had just a point of information on what you're talking about there. There was a guy who called our show, and we haven't heard from him for a little while, but he makes a point of, I guess he crosses the southern border from time to time, but he does it on foot. And he makes a point of not bringing along whatever paperwork it is they're saying that that you have to have.
That you have to require, yeah.
And basically what has happened to him, and who knows, maybe they scooped him up and put him in a prison cell, and that's why we haven't heard from him. But he reported to us that what usually happens is they'll bring him into the Border Patrol station, question him, attempt to intimidate him, and then give him a lecture about how next time he better have his ID, but then they let him into the country.
Listen, you should walk from South Florida all the way to Argentina without crossing a guarded border, without your government interfering with you. In other words, your government should not interfere with you.
It would be nice. It would be
our
nice if nobody was
not interfere with us. Yeah, yeah. Bruce Coburn, up in Canada, used to say it. I don't believe in guarded borders. I don't believe in guarded borders. I don't believe in the wall.
They separate people. They create these this mentality in people's minds that somehow the people, I'm here in New Hampshire, that somehow the people in Montreal, 4.5 hours to the north, are so significantly different from the people that are in New York, 4 hours to the south, that I should feel like I'm a countryman with the people in New York as opposed to the people in Montreal.
And I think they're both crazy, personally.
It doesn't make sense.
And frankly, if you leave New York to go to Montreal, why should you have to show your papers when you come back? That's your government telling you you have to. You see?
It's so scary. And now
you have to.
And now these people that are supporting these immigration restrictions, these people are going to embrace things like roadblocks. It starts with the law in Arizona that says that you have to show, identify yourself as a so-called citizen whenever a cop asks you. And then they're going to start setting up checkpoints. And they already have checkpoints 50 miles north of the southern and 50 miles south of the northern border.
And they're asking for identification there.
The difference between the states and the government is that the Nazis were federal government, and the federal government can walk around the streets asking people their papers. The federal government cannot enter the states and ask people for their papers.
Bill, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Pringer from the Paul Pringer Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Belladin Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Belladin Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to BetterThanRocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's BetterThanRocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But as it happens on this show, you can bring up anything. So somebody called in about immigration, and blah, we've got a bunch of immigration calls here. You still can change the topic, though. That's up to you. 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The website allows you to influence the things that we talk about on this program in the absence of a bunch of calls, for instance. You can go and submit ideas, show prep ideas, to freetalklive.com, but it's more than just a site that allows us to get good ideas. It allows you and our other listeners to share stories of interest, news stories, videos, audios, blog posts that might be interesting to you if you are of a pro-liberty viewpoint. If you don't love liberty, you probably won't find too much of interest on the site. I don't know. Maybe you will. Freetalklive.com is where you go. You can get signed up. The accounts are free. The site is free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Whether you want to do some judicial activism or just fight some of those pesky tickets that you get all the time with the government doing its armed fundraising, check out jurisdictionary.com. It's also great for people that have lawyers and need to keep an eye on them and to know what they're doing. Jurisdictionary will teach the average person, the average eighth grader, as a matter of fact, within 24 hours, how to use the judicial system of the United States. I know the lawyers make it seem complicated. It doesn't have to be. It's jurisdictionary.com. It'll show you how to draft pleadings, understand the court's power, get evidence from opponents, motions, hearings, courtroom objections, affirmative defenses, legal research, and much more. There's video and audio seminars included and on CDs and DVDs. Jurisdictionary.com. It is an incredible value, and the doctorate of jurisprudence that produced it has a passion for public legal education. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, let's continue with your phone call. Scott, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark. Scott in Tampa, going once. Scott in Tampa, going twice. Let's try Keith in Tampa. Keith, you are on Free Talk Live. Keith? I heard somebody.
Hello.
Hello, who is this?
Keith.
It's Keith. Keith,
hello,
you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I am in Tampa, and it's 970 WFLA.
Awesome station.
Okay. Five callers ago, said he didn't know whether you were right, center, or left. You guys are definitely left of center first.
Really?
We've been told we're extreme far right by other people.
Whoa.
Okay.
Right.
What you say is gospel, apparently.
Okay. Well, I'm a very well-read person. I think all your callers are. But my number one point is, you blew a guy off when he said, do you know what the Mexican immigration laws for the for the Mexican border to the south? You blew them off, number one. And the jail time, what they have to prove is, as far as their affordability to pay, their economic.
Is he making sense, Mark? Let's start with the first point, because we're getting lost in the whatever your second point is. Let's start with the first point about how we blew someone off who was talking about the requirements to immigrate to Mexico. Is that what you were saying?
Now, this is the whole thing. You guys are saying that, you know, these guys are just the immigrants, number one, is if I look dark skinned, I'm going to be pulled over, which is wrong.
No, that's not true. As a matter of fact, you could be an illegal immigrant from. Let me respond. No, it's not true. If you could be an illegal immigrant from Canada, and you still have to prove that you're not an illegal immigrant. In a country where you're innocent until proven guilty, you have to provide ID to prove that you're not guilty. And I find that wrong, sir.
Sir, you have to provide identification for everything that you do. A job.
I have a job. I didn't provide an identification for it.
Provide that, sir.
No, I didn't. I'm telling you,
wait, Mark,
I have a job.
But most
I work
do.
For money.
But most people, you don't have a job. You don't have a job.
I don't have a
job. You don't have an employer. You don't have a job. You've got
I work.
You're self-employed, though, essentially. So it's not fair to say that. Most people do have to provide ID before they get their job. So basically what you're saying is because we have been oppressed so much by having to do all of these things that a little more oppression, no big deal.
Okay.
Listen, I have no problem with immigrants coming to this country. We are all immigrants. We started this country on immigration. That's when the Constitution was formed. There were all immigrants. Then we formed the Constitution. Then we made the laws. Okay.
I didn't form the Constitution.
And
I wasn't around.
You must obey the laws.
Says who? Says men with guns, right? Men with guns who are willing to put me in a cage if I don't do whatever they say.
Hey, you know, at one point it was illegal to help black people escape slavery in the South. Would you have obeyed that law?
Sir, I lived in Auburn, New York. Sir,
what?
I lived in Auburn, New York.
Uh-huh.
Harriet Tubman, which was one of the first spies for the North, set up the Underground Railroad.
She's a lawbreaker, sir.
She wasn't as person, sir. I don't know where you get your information from.
She wasn't
that's
a what?
Totally off, that is
Wait,
totally off.
What did you say? She wasn't a what person?
Harriet Tubman. Do you know who Harriet
yes,
Tubman
yes,
is?
Yes, from the Underground. She wasn't a what?
She wasn't a what?
Your phone cut out. Couldn't hear you.
I said Harriet Tubman was one of the first spies of this country
right.
for the North.
Uh-huh.
And she was one of the pioneers that set the Underground Railroad.
Yeah,
you understand
that. She's a lawbreaker.
Okay. She was a lawbreaker. How was that?
She was breaking the laws that required slaves be returned to their owners in the South.
The Fugitive Slave Act.
Don't you think that, if I'm following your logic here,
no,
because it's...
war, sir.
What's that?
We fought the war over this, didn't we?
No, yeah, it's the only country...
Not.
It was the only country that was that had to fight a war to get rid of slavery, by the way.
Let's move to the last few decades. What about the Jim Crow laws? Do you think that those laws should have been enforced?
I want to continue this line of the reasoning. So are you telling me that if I can get enough people on my side and kill enough people, that would make me right on this immigration issue? Because that's what a war is. It's getting enough people together that agree with you and killing the other side.
This has nothing to do with killing people. If people wanted to come to this country, you have to have documentation, birth certificates. You have to have those things.
I think you're missing what I'm trying to say here.
Welcomes immigrants.
What's this?
We're going to let you go. He's got a bad phone. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk instead to Rick, listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. Rick, you're on the air.
Hi. Okay, great. It's an interesting show. I'm actually a first-time listener with your show.
Well, sorry for the shock, man.
One specific part about undocumented people from foreign countries coming to this country that I want to kind of bring up that I haven't heard people bring up. When a person comes into the country, I mean, back when we had Ellis Island, it had its own problems, I understand, but one of the things that gets done when a person comes through in a organized fashion is that they get a medical check.
Yeah.
One of the things that we were able to do in this country, and that the government has only a certain amount of functions that it can do, and one of those is protect the public, and we almost eradicated tuberculosis. We almost got rid of typhoid. But since the last 20 years of immigration of undocumented immigrants, we now have 1,000 cases of tuberculosis a year. We're now seeing typhoid in our schools again. This is the kind of thing that not going through some kind of a process to get into the country actually puts the rest of the country at harm, and we just went through all of the discussions.
So how would you stop
one side or well, again, if people come through and we do some kind of a check,
but they're not going to. If they've got drug resistant tuberculosis, they come through, they find out, oh my God, you've got drug resistant tuberculosis. We're kicking you back to Chihuahua, baby. And then they go back and they say, well, I really want to come live with my family who's now in America and enjoying the high life. I think I'll hire a coyote to get brought across the border. So that's not going to work. I'd like to point out, can I point out one fact to you? The second largest country that people come illegally to the United States from is China. And we haven't managed to build a wall or any kind of apparatus that's ever going to be as effective as the Pacific Ocean, and it's still the number two nation they come illegally from.
That's true, but where are they coming through our borders at?
Who knows? It's a giant country.
I want to find out what his idea is. If you want to hang on, Rick, we'll bring you back, because you didn't have much time to explain yourself. So do hang on if you'd like through the news here. Hour number three is on the way, because I want him to be able to really answer your question, Mark, about how he plans on stopping these thousands of people with TB that are apparently coming here. 800-259-9231. Personally, I trust the marketplace to stop TB if we actually had a free market in healthcare.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-